This is the Naked Astronomy Podcast with me, Ben Valsler. The Cambridge Science Festival is a good opportunity to meet active scientists, but also to learn about the history of scientific research. Katie Birkwood works on the Hoyle Project to catalogue, archive and make available the objects that Sir Fred Hoyle left to St John's College.
Fred Hoyle was an astronomer and astrophysicist. He was a fellow of St John's College from 1939 to 72, and he was also the university's Plumian Professor of Astronomy and Experimental Philosophy from 1958 to 1972.
So good credentials then, but outside of St John's, what's he known for?
One of the things he's most known for is inventing the phrase Big Bang. He gave a series of radio lectures in 1950 on the BBC, which were all about astronomy. And as part of those, he explained some different theories of where the universe came from. He didn't believe the Big Bang theory, so in his lecture he talked about that theory and then went on to describe a theory that he held, which was called the steady state theory. But he had to have a name to describe the other theory by, and so he said, well, there's this other theory that says the universe was created in a sort of Big Bang, and that phrase really caught on.
So despite it being the phrase that we associate with the very birth of the universe now, it actually started out as a term of denigration for the theory.
Mm. The term itself wasn't necessarily a term he used to denigrate the theory. It was descriptive, I think. But then what he went on to say about the theory wasn't very nice. I can't remember the exact quote, but it's something like, it's a theory that doesn't really stand up mathematically. So he wasn't very nice about the theory, which was sort of symbolic of what Fred was like in all his life. If he didn't agree with something, you'd definitely know that he didn't agree. Today, the Big Bang Theory is generally thought to be the correct theory, but Fred never changed his views. He continued to hold with the steady state theory and continued to publish about it. Some of his last publications in his life were about the steady state theory.
The Hoyle Project here at St John's, you've been going through some of the belongings, some of the notes he left behind. What sort of things have you been finding?
It's very difficult to summarise them. It's sort of a representative sample almost of everything that a person amasses throughout their life. Mainly it's papers, so there's things like drafts of his articles, drafts of his science fiction writing, personal and professional letters and correspondence, also photographs, both family photographs and sort of photographs of Fred at conferences and that sort of thing. We also have artefacts, so Fred was a very keen hill walker, so we have his walking boots and his rucksack and two of his ice axes. We also have things like part of his chemistry set that he had when he was a boy, also the telescope he used when he was a boy. So there's a whole mix of different things, some sort of serious library things and some more personal items.
So this really forms a museum of Hoyle, as it were, but is there something else that we can glean from these notes? Can they actually help to inform modern astronomy as well?
I suppose they can. I think it's always important that disciplines know where they come from and what the history is. Fred Hoyle's still quite a potent figure in modern astronomy. For example, the Institute of Astronomy, which is sort of Cambridge's Department of Astronomy, or one of them, lives in a building that was first built by Fred for an institute that he set up called the Institute of Theoretical Astronomy. And that main building that he had built is now known as the Hoyle Building. So if you're doing astronomy in Cambridge, it's hard to escape him. And some of his scientific research is also still very valid today. He researched into the origin of the chemical elements in stars. That's called stellar nuclear synthesis. And in 1957, he published a big paper with three other colleagues about that. And that's still cited very heavily today. So a lot of his research is still used in a practical way today.
The Institute of Astronomy Hoyle Building is an incredible piece of architecture, really. It's a very nice place to visit, but it must be a wonderful place to work because there are lots of open spaces where people can get together to share ideas. I believe he actually designed the building as well as having it built. So was that his plan? Did he think that science progresses best when people can discuss and get together?
Yes, Fred was very keen on people being able to talk about their ideas and share ideas. He drew a plan of how he wanted the building to look, just on a piece of lined paper in his normal fountain pen one day. And it's pretty much a long, thin rectangle with a great big wide corridor all the way down the middle of it with little rooms either side. And that's more or less what the building looks like today. He stipulated that there must be a wide corridor and that it must be carpeted, and that the people who were financing the building weren't very keen on the carpet because it was expensive, but he said it had to be carpeted so that people walking up and down wouldn't disturb people in the rooms. He also wrote on the plan that there should be a library, but that there wouldn't be many books in it, that it would just be a place that people could go and talk to each other.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and it is a very nice place to visit. If people want to find out more about Hoyle himself or about his work, can they come and see things here at St John's?
Yes, they can. The archive is now mostly catalogued, so if they want to find out more, they can look on our website and get in touch with the librarians here. We're open to researchers who want to look at any of our material for any reason. And that's not just the Hoyle papers, that's anything we have in the library, which includes rare books and manuscripts and papers of other astronomers, including John Herschel and John Couch Adams. And we're very happy to see people who want to research Hoyle's life further.
And just finally, you've been cataloguing, archiving, going through all of his belongings. What's been the one thing that really stood out to you? What's your favourite thing that you found?
I'm going to take two. I can't choose one. There have been a couple of things that I've discovered whilst cataloguing that had sort of slipped from view, that hadn't been picked up in writing about Hoyle before, and even that his family didn't necessarily know were in the collection. One is a letter that Fred wrote when he was 15 to his father, just after he'd bought a telescope. Fred's parents weren't very rich, but they managed to get together the money to buy Fred a telescope, and Fred and his mum went down to London to buy it. And as soon as they got it back to where they were staying, Fred set it up and started using it. And once he'd done that, he wrote his father an 8-page letter saying all the lovely things he'd seen through the telescope. And it's the most charming letter I've ever read. Because it's so enthusiastic. He says, I looked at the sun through the solar filter and it looked like blue sky, but then when you looked at the blue sky, that was black. So it was clearly the sun. And then we looked at different stars and it split this binary star to so far apart in the field of view. It was amazing. And then there was this mystery thing in the sky that we couldn't work out what it was. And some people thought it was one star, and I thought maybe it was Saturn. And I looked through the telescope, and it was Saturn. We saw a white band, and then a black band, and then a white band, and then another. And then he draws a picture of Saturn on this letter. And if you've ever looked through a telescope at Saturn, you'll recognise that picture immediately, and you'll recognise the enthusiasm in this letter, because it is a beautiful sight. And that's just so evident from Fred's letter. So that's probably my real favourite thing in the collection. The thing that most surprised me in the collection was finding Fred's wife's dental x-rays from 1949 in one box. She was having trouble with her wisdom teeth, and the dentist sent her a copy of the x-rays and a little letter that said, "We don't need to take them out now, but we might need to consider it in the future."
Katie Birkwood from the St. John's Hoyle Project.